Am I on this? Yeah, good. My sponsor says when I talk to him about should I say this to the person or did I do this right at a meeting, he'll say the only thing you have to give to people in the program is love. When I think I could give you much more, then I'm really out of it for me. And so this last part, our ending, needs to be about love. And the way Nancy and I are going to work with you all to close is the part of love we want to work on is forgiveness. That it's in forgiving that we're forgiven. And so much of the time, and you sit at meetings, you know, year after year, and you hear a lot of stuff, and people will keep coming back to that word, shame. You know, shame this and shame that. And sit in that shame, and then they end up a lot of times losing sobriety. And when we forgive ourselves and truly believe we've had a disease and we're doing the best we can that day, we then don't regret the past nor shut the door on it. And we're able to move out of the shame. And for me, shame meant forgiving myself, forgiving what I've done to Nancy, to my children, through my insanity, the things they were exposed to, the people, my angers, my rages, my controlling. To forgive myself, I needed to forgive. And my real forgiveness process came in Rochester. David, what year was that, Dave? The one before the last one? 1988, Nancy and I went up to Rochester. And a woman got up to give a story. Since y'all are from the area relatively, I'm not going to go into the whole story. But it was a very overwhelming abuse story that started in her childhood with family members and continued into her adulthood. And her mother was aware of this abuse. And she realized, person talking, that she needed to let go of her family. And so she stopped seeing them. And one day she gets a call that her mother's on her deathbed, dying. Would she come and see her mother? And she went to the hospital, and there her mother was. She walked in the room, and her mother was dying. They felt the last day. And she went, and she sat on the bed and held her mother and told her mother all the things she had always hoped her mother would tell her. She, in turn, told her mother. And I walked out of that room hearing how she had told her mother all these beautiful things rather than all the things she always wanted her mother telling her. And I walked to the phone and I called my mother up in Florida. I said, "Hi, Mom, just want to call you to tell you I love you." Now, some of you missed in my story, I tell about how my mother stabbed me at 15 and a lot of abuse issues in my life that continued for years and years. And so I called my mother and I said, "I just wanted to tell you I love you." And she says to me, for the first time in my life, she says, "But how can you with what I've done to you?" And I said, "Mom, I forgave you a long time ago, like I hope my children have forgiven me for what I've done." It took the love of, I had been sober 4 years by that time, of loving her, of telling her about my program, about recovery. It took her that long to feel safe enough to even acknowledge what happened in a vague way. And last year she made a regular amend. She says, and about 3 years ago, now, isn't that beautiful? Can everyone see that outfit? Can you all see it? Look at that. Now, that's wonderful. For those listening to the tape, someone brought in their six-week-old in a baseball uniform, the cutest thing.
It's not the Indians.
Yeah, right? And this woman who had nothing to do with me and my family, with my four children, have nothing to do with us, about 4 years ago makes an announcement that she wants to move with my stepdad to Nashville part of the year. Out of nowhere. I was sober about 8 years at that time. And, you know, we were all in a little shock. And she came up here with a stepdad. She had, as I told the group, met this guy 2 weeks after my dad died, some years before, got remarried. And they came up, and within 6 weeks of the time they moved there, he ended up in the hospital with diabetes severe. We were visiting him in his unit, and she ends up getting a stroke and paralyzed on one side. We had him upstairs and she on another floor, and we inherited two people to take care of. A woman who had nothing to do with us. And within months, he died. And here's this paralyzed woman who has a mouth like only you could believe from your families, possibly, says the most crazy, off-the-wall stuff, plus she's apparently a sex addict, and talk sex at 82 years old. Everything she says comes back to sex, and the kids have to help her not to talk about it. But it's not senility. She's been this way since we've known her. And so on the telephone, I have to just go like this and not listen. And then every now and then go back, see when she catches a breath, and change the subject. Well, here she is, and Nancy's blind mother ends up in Nashville. And we have her in one retirement center and my mother in another retirement center. And Wednesday nights are nights out with the ladies. Nancy goes to her mom and takes her out for dinner, and I go to my mom and take her out for dinner. And taking my mother out means putting her in her legs in the car, helping carrying her basically out of the car, getting her into her walker, and getting her into the restaurant. With her bad-mouthing me, ridiculing me constantly. And the more I love her, the more I accept her, the less she's doing it. Now, about forgiveness. Many years ago, we were at a wedding with my mom and the family, and my mother tends to be physically abusive with other family members. And she almost hit my daughter-in-law, and I found out about it. And we were going down for breakfast, and I decided to tell my mother off once and for all. This was about 8 years ago. 7 years ago. And I get down to the restaurant sitting next to her, and I open my mouth to tell her off about her cruelty, her insanity, and what came out of my mouth was, "Mom, I need to make an amend for all the wrongs I have done to you over the years." I received freedom that moment like I've never received with family issues. The process of dealing with forgiveness keeps freeing me. The process of loving keeps freeing me. Nan, do you want to come up and give any forgiveness story you have?
We could be twins and all.
Okay. You want to do that? Harvey was giving some very poignant forgiveness stories in his life, and I listened to those stories. And I'm real envious of some of the ways that he's been able to do his forgiveness, especially to his mother. One of the things he said, and we didn't talk about this before, but was for his forgiveness to himself, and that's what I was going to talk about, the forgiveness I've had to give to myself. But before I do that, there is a line in Al-Anon that talks about when it's in the beginning, I believe, in the opening, or maybe I think it's in the closing that says, "You may not like all of us, but you'll learn to love us the same way we already love you." And when I first heard that in Al-Anon, I didn't understand it. But today I do. Because there is a specialness in the SAS Anon Fellowship that transcends so much of the disease and so much of the illness that does bring us to love. When people come up and say, "I just wanted to say hello to you. I met you such and such," or it's nice to see you again," or my name is Harry, and I love here, and I live here, and I just wanted to say hi. That's a form of love. It's a form of welcome. It's a form of acceptance. And a lot of times I don't feel that in other parts of my life. So that's a part of this fellowship that has given me love. And again, that gives me permission to love. And what I'm going to do now is ask Larry to dim the lights. And I discovered how really forceful doing a forgiveness and doing, you know, this is the gateway to serenity, forgiveness. That's what it says in our little pink brochures. And what I'm going to do is, after I forgive myself for what I'm going to forgive myself for, is to ask each one of you who wishes to forgive someone or something in your life to come forward and share the light of forgiveness, the light of love, the light of recovery. I want to forgive me for the character defects that I have, using that finger, of being sarcastic, of being rigid when it comes to time management, for being judgmental of people around me. And I even do that within the program, and that's part of me. That's part of the stuff I don't want you to know about me. I want to forgive myself for the inconsistencies that I do when I tell you the way I do things and sometimes I don't really do it that way. I want to give permission to forgive myself for my food addiction, which I have, and that blossoms out every now and then. I want to forgive myself for sometimes the ability to not forgive others, because that's a character defect. It's a shortcoming. Those of you who come up here can forgive yourselves or other people, whichever you choose. But I'm going to ask you now to start doing it. Oh, wait, Harv.
Why don't we just use a regular, can we switch to that microphone?
Okay.
I knew we were going to do this, and
I was not sure who I wanted to forgive. And this morning I got real frightened reading the newspaper. I get real scared that from my own childhood, I was born in the 39, that the Holocaust will always come back. And I got real scared of reading what Farrakhan said and what he might say Monday about me and my people. And I want to forgive Reverend Farrakhan for anything he says and anything he might say Monday, and be able to love him very deeply for being another of God's creation. Thank you. Who would like to come up? And we're going to sit down and let you all just pass it to each other. Here's a microphone.
I'm Gary. I'm from Cleveland. I'm a sexaholic. Today, I guess I need to forgive myself for not being perfect at work and at home and here, and for trying to be perfect in order to be accepted by you. I also forgive my wife for being who she has to be at this time and not being there for me either. That's it. I pass.
Hi, my name is Aaron, sexaholic from Pittsburgh. I'd like to make this direct to my family if I could. My dad is dead, by the way. Dad, I forgive you for drinking, and I forgive you for not being there for me because I believe that the alcohol did that to you. And I think it took more away from you than it did from me. Mom, I forgive you for all your abuse because I know you were abused and didn't know how to handle that. And to my brother, Don. Don, I forgive you for turning away from me and rejecting me. And I believe that God will help you to heal in his own way. And I'm sorry to all three of you for resenting you so much.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I'm a sexaholic from Erie. And I want to forgive, it's odd, but I want to forgive God for not doing reality and provision the way I want you to, and security, because I realize I've been holding resentment against you as masked as fear. And I also want to forgive myself for the very hateful and self-condemnatory, perfectionistic kind of things that I say to me and expect of me. Thanks.
Hi, my name's Louie. I'm a sexaholic from Toledo. I want to forgive my dad for all the terrible childhood memories that he left me with. I want to forgive him for abandoning me when he became an alcoholic. I want to forgive him for abandoning me when he divorced my mother. And I want to forgive him for abandoning me when he was killed when I was a child. I also need to forgive myself for all the wrongs that I've done to people throughout the years in my addiction. Thank you.
My name is Brian. I'm from Toronto. I'm a sexaholic. Mom, I forgive you for all the emotional abuse and trauma. I know you loved me and never really wanted to hurt me. I forgive you, Dad, for just not being there physically or emotionally. I want to forgive myself for acting out sexually in front of my children, acting out my anger and resentment upon them and upon my wife.
Hi, my name is David. I'm a sexaholic from Toronto. I'd like to forgive my parents. There wasn't a lot of love, I think, in our family as I was growing up. I guess there was probably very little. And I've had a major resentment towards them, probably since even before I came into the program, which was a little over a year ago. And I'd like to forgive them, I guess, for that. And I don't know that things could have been a lot different for them because they were raised in very difficult, you know, they each had a very difficult family situation when they were young. I'd like to, I guess, in particular, forgive my father. for a, I guess what I would consider to be a, you know, a lack of moral leadership in the family. You know, he really wasn't there to answer questions that came up in my mind as I was growing up, and I didn't feel that he was a person that I could turn to for moral advice or, you know, to sort out the confusions of adolescence. And that kind of helped me just withdraw into my own world deeper and into my addiction. So anyway, I'd like to forgive him. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Tom. I'm a sex addict from Erie, Pennsylvania. Hi, Tom. I come, first of all, to forgive myself for all that I've done to myself because of this disease. I forgive my father for his abandonment because of his addiction of alcoholism and sexes. And my mother for all that she did and still does. I forgive my church who has abandoned me because of my sex addiction. I forgive the people who don't understand me and my recovery and judge me because of how my addiction affected and hurt people.
Hi, I'm Norm. I'm a sexaholic from Cleveland. First of all, I want to forgive my mother and father. They're both dead, but I want to forgive them for giving me up when I was a month old to my grandparents to be raised by, and having to move back home at 12 years old. And he was an alcoholic, the abuse and the beatings I had to take. I want to forgive myself for the resentment and anger that I carry inside of me that caused me to act out because of this disease that I have. I have to admit that I have this disease, which is hard for me to do. And I also want to forgive, ask for forgiveness to my three sons and to my wife for the last 7 years of the mental abuse that I've done to them from this disease that I have. And I ask God for forgiveness. And I thank all of you for that you're here and for the support and the love that you've shown me today. And then I pass.
Hi, I'm Jim, and I'm a sexaholic.
Hi, Jim.
I would like to forgive my family of origin today, my father and mother who are deceased, and my older brother and older sister for the emotional and physical and sexual abuse that went on in my family. And I would like to forgive my wife for dying, and I would like to forgive God for that, and I would like to forgive myself for being an addict and for the experiences that I put my family through. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm a sexaholic.
Hi.
I'd like to forgive me for being a sexaholic and acting out in all the ways I've acted out. I'd like to forgive me for yelling and raging at my wife and my child. And I'd like to forgive me for for hoping that those around me would die to make my life easier. I also would like to forgive my father for never having said he loves me and never giving me the indication that he loves me. And I'd like to forgive my father for treating my mother like a slave. And I would like to forgive my mother for letting herself be treated like a slave and being codependent on me when I was too young to handle it. Thank you.
I'm Peter, and I'm a sexaholic.
Hi, Peter.
Hi. I'd like to forgive. I'd like to forgive you, Assad, for seemingly supporting me as a boss, and then letting go of that support and being angry at me. Also for pressuring me. I'd like to forgive myself for projecting my father on you and acting rebellious towards you. With that, I'll pass.
My name's Carol. I'm a grateful recovering sex addict from Cleveland, Ohio. And I would like to forgive the men in my life that have abandoned me and betrayed me, and especially forgive Artie for the betrayal I felt. And I would also like to forgive myself for betraying me with this disease, and for not for abusing myself, especially in my mind, how I degrade myself. And I would like to forgive myself for that.
Hello, my name's David. I'm a grateful, worthy sexaholic. I would like to forgive myself for being a self-centered egotist, always desiring the center of attention. I would like to forgive myself for being a sexaholic and for acting out for all the years, searching for a connection that really wasn't there. I would like to forgive my father for dying when I was 13, when I felt I needed him the most, after the years of seemingly cruel actions he took toward me in discipline. I would like to forgive my mother for the emotional abuse that I had with her through my teenage years as a surrogate spouse, and to my sister as well, where I was a surrogate father at a time when I was searching as well and didn't know how to handle those situations. But most of all, I want to thank God for bringing me to the point in my life that I am today.
I'm Dan, a sexaholic. I would like to forgive my first grade teacher, Sister Jerome, for abusing me. And I would just ask God to bless her abundantly in all things, that he would grant her happiness and health and prosperity. And I forgive myself for the character defect I have of self-depreciation, of degrading myself, and minimizing the work that God has done in my life. And I would like to forgive myself for not accepting what God has for me today, wanting something else, and then beating myself up about that, about my not accepting what God has for me today. I'll pass.
My name's Bob. I'm a sexaholic. I'd like to forgive my parents for not being perfect. I'd like to forgive my father for not allowing me to express anger in our home. I'd like to forgive the boy who punched me on the basketball court. Pray that wherever he might be, that you would bless him richly. I'd like to forgive the three guys who jumped me one night, especially the one who hit me. Pray that you would just surround them with your love and bless each one of them with health and prosperity, joy. I pass.
Hi, I'm Sam, sexaholic. Hi, Sam. From Rochester, New York. I forgive my wife for not accepting me. I forgive my kids not paying attention to them for 10 years of my sexaholic. I forgive my father and my mother. They don't have enough time to spend with me and being a father and mother from a large family. I gotta forgive myself for letting myself down all the time. I'm not good enough in this world. I forgive God that I put him down for many years, always telling me what to do, and I always ignored him. Thank you. Pass.
My name's Ray. I'm a recovering sexaholic.
Hi, Ray.
I'd like to forgive my mom for divorcing my dad and I'd like to forgive my dad for all the wrongs he's done to my mom, and forgive my sister for being an instigator of the divorce, and I'd like to forgive myself for all the resentment I've had towards them, and for all the sexually acting out that I've done to medicate that pain. Thank you.
I'm Tim, sexaholic from Columbus. I want to forgive my brother for his emotional, physical, and sexual abuse as I was growing up. I pray that he might find peace and serenity in his life, and that his needs might be met. I want to forgive my parents for their emotional abuse and abandonment when I was a child, when I needed their protection from my brother, and they were not there for me. I want to forgive myself for the pain and suffering that I have caused in many, many lives as a result of my acting out, particularly to my family and to friends and other relatives, for my lying and cheating and abuse of them emotionally and sexually. Thank you.
My name is Rich, and I'm a sex addict from Erie. I'd like to forgive myself for the way I've thought. I'd like to forgive my parents, my father, for not being there and for being very dominating, controlling, and abusive. My mother for never supporting, never helping my dad, for putting him down, for not saying anything. I'd like to forgive myself for resentment I felt toward my parents and toward those who haven't understood the addict and who've turned against me. And I would like to forgive God for feeling that he wasn't there in my life. Thank you.
My name is Bernie. I'm a recovering sexaholic. I'd like to forgive myself. I'd like to forgive myself for being a sexaholic, for what it has done, for what I have done to other people, how I have hurt other people with this disease, particularly my wife and my ex-fiance. I'd like to forgive my parents for getting separated. They got back together, but that period that they separated, I never quite forgave them for that. And I would like to forgive the people who abused me sexually when I was younger. My sister, my friend of my family, and my cousin. And I would like to forgive God for that abandonment that I felt when I was 20, when I went to the hospital for a nervous breakdown because I felt he left me. I'd like to forgive him for that. Thank you.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a sexaholic. I'd like to forgive my mother and my father for divorcing before I was born, and my mother for abandoning myself and my brother for my grandparents to raise. I'd like to forgive my grandfather for not treating my brother and I with love. I'd like to forgive my brother for the pain that he caused me and all the ridicule.
he showed toward me. I'd like to forgive my mother for allowing me to be hurt, not physically, but emotionally when I was growing up. I'd like to forgive a fellow by the name of Shane Graham, who I thought ruined my life when I was 15, for injuring my neck in a way that I should have been grateful for, because I walked again, but should probably have been paralyzed for. But at the time, I looked at him as having taken away any source of self-esteem that I thought I would have, and I hated him for a long, long time. And I just realized today that I still had a lot of that in there, so I'd like to forgive Shane Graham, whose name burned into my mind for a long time. And I'd like to forgive God for not making the world perfect in my eyes, and for not giving me the ability to please everyone around me. And I'd like to forgive myself for having this addiction, and for all the pain I've caused myself, and for the pain I've caused other people around me.
Nancy, and there's one more forgiveness I would like to give, and that's to the disease of sexaholism, and to my husband who has that disease. This disease has robbed each and every one of us in ways that sometimes it's hard to vocalize. It's made me do things that I certainly would have not done without this disease in my life. It's made my dear husband do things that he wouldn't have done if he hadn't gotten this disease. It caused the death of my brother-in-law, Harvey's brother. It caused a lot of insanity in my family. And I would like to forgive that today, because as long as I hold all those resentments, it does not give me any serenity. So right now, if there was anyone else who would like to share, it's open for you.
Daddy, I forgive you for sexually abusing me for so many years. And Mother, I forgive you for abusing me sexually and emotionally. And both of you for continuing to deny it. And Dean, I forgive you for being so distant emotionally and physically and sexually. And I forgive myself for carrying resentments towards all three of you.
I'm Karen, and I'm a recovering Essanon. I want to forgive my family for physically, sexually, and emotionally abusing me. I want to forgive DeWitt, my ex-husband, for abusing me. I want to forgive myself for all the people that I've abused out of that place, and I want to forgive myself particularly for abusing my own children.
Mike, I'm a sexaholic. Hi, Mark. Everybody, I'd
I'd like to forgive myself for being a perfectionist, especially here. Never being where I think I ought to be. I'd like to ask God to forgive me for, as somebody else shared, not being grateful for what he has given me and continues to give me, sometimes in spite of myself. I'd really like to thank God for making me one of the members of this wonderful fellowship and for bringing us all here together tonight. I believe for me by his grace as a gift because he loves me and loves us. I'd like to thank him for that love now, for the evidence of it, the fact that I'm here, the fact that I'm a member of another fellowship that brought me here. So finally, I'd like to ask God to help me forgive myself for not being perfect in the sexual department, for not being perfectly heterosexual, for not being a real man, quote unquote, which I'd like to forgive myself for not for telling myself that lie, because it's, I don't know, somewhere in there I'm lying to myself. But again, I need to go back to, I'd like to publicly thank you, Lord, for bringing me here today and keeping me safe from my disease for this day.
I'm Bill and I'm a sex addict. Mom, I want to forgive you for all the abuse and neglect that I went through. For your sickness. God, I want to forgive you for all the suffering that I felt was, that I went through because of you, or at least you allowed to happen. And Bill, I want to forgive you for being wrong about yourself. You are a good person. Thanks.
Can you put the light on, please? The candle, it got my jacket. You tripped. Oh, God, I'm so glad we were able to laugh. You know, I read recently that underneath pleasure is joy. And the joy of recovery is how I'd like us to end, by us all getting together and doing the Our Father.